Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. We are currently answering the questions from our listeners in our fourth annual question and answer series. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with the answers for this year's questions. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. From a missionary in Brazil. An assistant director of another board talked to me recently and told me that a missionary should not have to tithe from his work fund. I've always tithed all of it. Searching scriptures, I'm somewhat conflicted. As a third party who preaches the word, can you give me some insight?
Now, this is interesting because I have heard from missionaries from around the world that listen to our broadcast for the Bible teaching. Heard from the Pacific, I've heard from Alaska, I've heard from the Mideast and Europe and just other places, even the Far East, I've heard from people that have listened to us and Africa. So we've been heard around the world, and here's one from Brazil, a missionary serving the Lord. And you know, here's somebody trying to find out about tithing and missionaries. They do have a work fund which they use to get the building they're going to use, you know, sometimes the storefront when they're starting out, and so they put that into the storefront, and they get chairs, and they get other things involved, they get Bibles, they get literature, and on down the line, and there's a work fund that they have, and so this missionary said, well, this is the total income I have, even though a lot of that was designated for work, and he says, I've got a tithe of it, not just my regular income that would be for the people supporting me, but that I raised above my needed support here to be a work fund. And so he is asked about this and talks about this, and now he's not really sure because he wants to do the right thing. Boy, I tell you what, that is a God-blessed missionary that wants to do the right thing. So my answer to this dear missionary is, I appreciate your letter. It's easy for some preachers back in the homeland to sit back and think of issues to address instead of giving themselves to the study of the Word, prayer, and the ministry of the Word. Some preachers just take some kind of a satisfaction in telling missionaries, and that's a shame. Now, first and foremost, you, as well as any of us, we must have our answer from the Lord, and therefore we must get His answer from His Word. The priests, they tithed of the heave offering in the Old Testament. When I take a missionary out to eat on the church credit card, I do not come home and say, well, my meal costs $10, therefore I need to tithe a dollar. Now, if I were to take my salary, my housing allowance, school lunches I eat here in our Christian school, the insurances, the gasoline for the vehicle, which I lease the vehicle from the church, I pay for that, and conferences that I attend, then my income would probably total around somewhere in the mid-60,000s. Now, I tithe a little over $11,000 each year, so I'm giving you personal information that's nobody's business, and I really don't care if people gossip about it or not, simply because the Lord knows it, and my heart just depends on what He has to say. I'm too old to worry about what people think. I'm more concerned about what God thinks. Now, Philippians looks at the giving to missions in Philippians chapter 4, as a sweet savor offering. Now, I believe that tithing in offering is not a legalistic thing. Rather, it was a thing of worship. We do it because we love God. And it's an honor to have been blessed by Him. And we can show our appreciation to Him. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He does not need my money. He has given me the avenue of tithing to show my love. Also, my faith. Oh, I want to give that money, but man, you know what? I could use it over here. And, oh, how am I going to do if I tithe? And so it's a matter of faith. It's a matter of love. It's a matter of trusting Him regardless of the circumstances to meet my need. And finally, it's a testimony that God is important to me. And my records should be audited. That will be a testimony to the auditor. And so, you know, it's just another way of saying, I love my God and I trust Him. And it's one of the ways I worship Him. Do you realize that any time an offering is taken in the church, you tithe, and then you give an offering above a tithe? Do you realize that that is a form of worshiping God? Some people say, I like to go to a church where we can participate in worship. Well, you can. Every time the offering is taken, you are participating. By the way, you're also participating that when they're singing, you sing. When somebody's praying aloud, that you're praying silently. When the preacher's preaching from the Word of God, that you're asking God to bless that as you're listening to Him and asking God to speak to your heart. So, yes, you can really participate in the worship of your local church. Now, having said that, I must also say that the ministry expense for the missionary is much as church expense is for the pastor. Now, we are set up differently than the missionary, but the principle is the same. The church takes the collection each week. Now, I often speak to the distribution of those funds, but I don't tithe the funds that are received because it's not my personal income. However, the missionary does not have his church on the foreign field covering these expenses. So he has a ministry fund. To me, that is like a collection for ministry distribution. You are managing the funds of the Lord in that manner. It is not personal income to meet your bodily and family needs. For example, our church recently, at the request of a worker, bought 1,500 King James Bibles, Genesis through Revelation, for a local prison, state prison for women. And so we went out and raised the funds to buy all those Bibles to equip the prison because they asked if we would supply them with Bibles. And we wanted to make sure they had the right Bibles, and we did that. Now, I think it was going to cost about $3,000 to take care of all that. I don't think I need to take $300 of that $3,000 and send it somewhere else because that's a tithe, you see. People gave that money with the idea that it was going to purchase Bibles. So it goes 100%. When you have designated funds, operating funds, whatever, that comes in is spent on ministry. So if he has an operating fund, this missionary, he needs to spend it on the operation of the ministry. And so one could say that if this missionary has an operating fund and he gets $1,000 a month, now I don't think he does, but if you've got $1,000 a month for an operating fund and put it all into the building, all into that, you could say that he's giving 100%. Okay? Now, I believe it is wise to have separate accounts for operating funds and personal funds. Your personal income should be tithed and then offered as the Lord would so lead. Your ministry or operation, funds go for the operation of ministry. Keeping good books is providing things honest in the sight of all men. So I don't think you should tithe operation expense to another ministry when it's come in for the ministry to which God has called you. But if so, then you could show it as you giving 100% tithe, since you give it all to the operation of the church that you are planting. Now, it's important that you are convinced in your own mind. It ought to be something from God, not from me. The farmers in the Bible days tithed the sheep. They gave the firstborn and best. But that little lamb had to have a mother and father. Now, how would you give a tenth of the father and mother? You see, this missionary gave Bible examples in his explanation. Well, what he needed to do, because he could see what I'm saying right now. I think that he was beginning to see that. But what he has to do is faith, that is, act upon what he's seeing in the Word of God. There is personal income, and there is ministry income. So, my opinion is keep good books and make a difference. A missionary that I know that spoke in a missions conference in my first church said this about faith promise giving, in which is something that goes above your regular tithe and goes directly to missions. He said sometimes your faith promise money is going to buy a McDonald's hamburger. A missionary is on the road, and he doesn't necessarily fast for 10 days while he's on the road. But that hamburger is helping him to accomplish bodily the ministry of Christ. Now, I think that is funny, the way he stated it. But that is personal income, and he would show it as such. As I use personal income when I take it's just my wife and I to go out to eat. Now, you and I would use income of our own to eat at a restaurant, not the ministry income. But I would use ministry money to take an evangelist out to eat who was visiting our church and preaching for us. That would also pay for my meal, because I'm not going to sit there and watch him eat. But that is not the same as just taking out myself or myself and my wife to eat on the church's dime, okay? It's also ministry funds used when we're on a trip for the ministry and we eat out. For an example, one year I took some of our teenagers to a Christian fundamental college for their college days. On the trip back, we stopped at a restaurant, and I went ahead and took care of the bill for all those kids. We did it on the church card. Now, we didn't have to, but I thought it would be a good encouragement to those kids that are contemplating Christian college. And I believe I had about six or seven, and I think about all of them went to a Christian college. And so I think that it was a good trip. But again, I did not count that as part of my income. Now, if you are in a similar situation, you too should use ministry funds instead of your own when you're treating a preacher or you're treating a group, a church group, and you're doing it in that format. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.